welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 180. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by Archers of Loaf. That song is called Lowest Part is Free. That is off the band's Versus Greatest of All Times EP, which came out in 1994, or is available now as a second bonus disc on the re-release and remaster of the band's Icky Metal album, which is just fantastic. Also, originally a 1994 release, that EP tacked on, as well as a number of tracks from 7 Inches and other items around the same time. This week I've got a good amount of good music for you this week, so sit back and enjoy it. Let's duck right back into the tunes. This is a track by a London band called The Comet Gain.
Could remember your face. You can hide. You can hide your love forever. You can hide. You can hide. You can hide your love forever. You can hide. You can hide. You can hide your love forever. You can hide. You can hide. You can hide your love forever.
Same compliments are told. those cat calls get old. Now wasn't me yelling, you see, I'm not that bold. You are someone to care, just someone to hold, someone to treat you good, or someone to treat you horrible. Well, that's so terrible. I used to know girls like you, irresistible, and I didn't have a clue. But now you'll never break my heart. No, you'll never break my heart. And now you'll never break my heart. No, you'll never break my heart. Woo! And I'd love it if you dance along. My mind will whisper, sabotage yourself. The bar say, hey, I could help. And before long, everything we could have had is gone. But I'll keep holding on with my legs and my arms. And I'm hoping that my will is as strong as you think. And she'll say, what was that supposed to mean? I said, it could mean. Never break my heart, and I'll never break your heart. And now you'll never break my heart, and I'll never break your heart. La 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 la.
That is 4th of July from Lawrence, Kansas, and that song is called Self-Sabotage, and it's on the band's album Before Our Hearts Explode, which came out last year on Range Life Records. Really, really love that album. Lots of Bishop Allen, lots of Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin, and Kate Declare's lots of Built to Spill, too. Trumpets, though, and that makes me very happy. So I'm in love with that band. That is their second album, so I got to dig back and find their first. But if you're interested in that one, you can find it on the band's Bandcamp site for $5. Can't go wrong there. Before that was the Comet Gain with the song You Can Hide Your Love Forever. That's on the band's album Broken Record Prayers. That was a 2008 release, I believe, but originally that was on a 7-inch that came out in 2001. The band has just released a new album, but I couldn't find that one, so I went back and picked up this album, which is kind of a collection of singles and comp tracks and things of that sort. And is very good, but widely varies. Some track very poppy like that. Others very much in the Joy Division, kind of post-punk realm. So it's all over the place, but definitely worth a listen. So hunt that one down. I guess I need to let you know how the podcast works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. It's really that simple. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. Hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. This week, I think we've got a winner. We're going to jump now, shift gears out of pop, and take things down a notch. This is a track by William Elliott Whitmore. This song's called Field Song.
Down and don't forget that the best of times ain't happy yet. The gilded age has long been done, and so many lost when the West was won. Let's go to the field, we're gonna do some work. spend our days digging in the dirt. We'll hope the rain follows the plow. This piece of ground is a homestead now. This little piece of ground is a homestead now. Square meals and a living wage reminds me of the good old days before the manifest destiny of the factory farms, when those cutthroats came and burned down the barn. Underneath the black locust tree, there's a shady place that waits for me to rest my bones and rest my mind. I'm gonna rest right here when I die. Down and don't forget that the best of times ain't happened yet.
Chased and caught. begging to be found, far from home, bound to where we've been, out of sight, falling as we run.
Lovely song for such a cool and rainy day here in Kansas City. I've got all the windows open for the first time in months, and you can hear the rain out there and the cars driving by on the street. And it may sound like noise to you, but it's very nice here. It's a pleasant change from the heat that has happened all summer. It's amazing how a high of 81 feels like, ooh, fall is here. That last song was by Richard Buckner. That song was called Escape and is on his new album, Our Blood, which came out August 2nd on Merge Records. This is the best Buckner album in a decade, without a question. If you're not a fan of Buckner, you really should be. And if you are, you probably already have this album because it's really just that good. Before that, William Elliott Whitmore, his new album is called Field Songs, and that song was The Field Song. And it came out July 12th of this year on Ante Records. And that is William Elliott Whitmore's best album in, in two or three albums and maybe ever. That's a very good one there. A very focused effort, largely about his own farm, and a very good album. I see I'm about out of time here, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. I want to let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 180. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com or follow me on Twitter at SidMuchRock. We're going to end things this week with a track by The Horrors, a band out of Southend-on-Sea in the UK. The name of the song is called Moving Further Away. It's on the band's album Skine, which came out August 9th. So just last week, if you're listening in real time, on XL Recordings. Thank you very much for listening. We'll catch up again next week.